This story, the Czech government has unveiled the final figure for last year's state budget deficit. Previous updates had already signaled that the sobering statistic for 2009 would be the worst in the country's history. But it will nonetheless be seized upon by politicians and pored over by analysts. Chris Johnstone reports on the final figure and its significance.
Official figures from the Ministry of Finance on Monday show that the Czech state budget deficit plunged into the red last year to the tune of around 192 billion crowns, or around $10.5 billion. That is a record figure for the country. The deficit was originally set at around 38 billion crowns by the former centre-right government of Mirek Topolánek ahead of the economic crisis. But that crisis slashed state income, mainly tax revenues from struggling companies, and boosted unavoidable spending on unemployment and other social benefits. The head economist of UniCredit's Czech operations, Pavel Sobiszek, says the real figure for the Czech public deficit is even higher than the latest sobering statistic. He points out that it does not include a transfer of around 32 billion crowns from reserves last year, and that losses from other state bodies have not been included.
Put all figures together, I think that we will be somewhere between 6 and 7% of GDP in terms of last year's budget deficit, which is pretty bad.
A state deficit of no more than 3% of GDP is one of the qualification criteria for joining the Eurozone. That is a level judged acceptable and affordable long-term for developed European countries. But Mr. Sobiszek says that one positive factor for the Czech Republic is that most developed countries are facing similar deficit problems. This has translated into a fairly lenient view of the rocketing Czech deficit by the international agencies which play a decisive role in determining countries' credit worthiness. But he warns this situation could change if action is not taken by whatever government follows on from parliamentary elections in May.
The optimistic scenario is that the rating agencies will give the new government time to start dealing with the problem. And the crucial moment will arise in autumn, when or if by then the new government will show up efforts to deal with the problem, the rating will remain unchanged. If not, then rating will be downgraded.
The autumn is when a new budget for 2011 should start to be thrashed out. The Czech Republic is currently given a top-tier rating by the main credit agencies. A downgrade to one notch lower would still keep it within the grade, but Mr. Sobiszek warns it would fuel worries over an eventual expulsion from the top credit group. Any downgrade would put the government in a tighter financial spot, increasing the costs of new borrowing and servicing already accumulated debt.
Chris Johnstone reporting there.